Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, but also I'm in Osei.
You're in the OC?
I'm in Orange County.
How close are you to the Quiet Woman?
I think it doesn't matter because it's closed.
You can get like takeout probably.
But I think I'm like 25 minutes.
Oh, far.
Okay, yeah. So I've quarantined myself into my mom's house because there's more space. And so I'm here. So if you guys hear noise, I'm in our office. There's wind. It's very windy today. There's motorcycles. It might be Luke. I don't know. but I'm going to, because, you know, we're known for having bad sound. I'm just going to tell you now.
You're just being honest.
Honestly,
with the
there might be a baby later. We don't know.
We'll hear Kelly Dodd's train coming right through real soon.
Chew.
They haven't even, they're keeping the trains like normal schedule here, which I find interesting.
People still got to get to work.
No, absolutely. Especially, God bless the healthcare workers, 100%. People at the grocery stores, the delivery drivers. I mean.
Yeah, honestly, I'm very thankful for all of those who are still putting themselves out there. But also, if you don't have to put yourself out there, don't. Stay at home.
Don't.
Stay at home.
And donate masks if you have them.
Yeah, donate masks.
Like I feel like a lot of people from California have extra masks because we bought them during the fires.
Oh.
And healthcare people can use them right now. So if you have those.
For sure. Yeah. And also I've donated to WHO. There's the CDC is doing a lot of fundraising. If you're on Facebook, which you should be because you should be in the Dury Speaks, but that's neither here nor there, you can donate there. And I think, you know, we're kind of all in this together. And even Bethany Frankel, like, again, she's donating like 500,000 masks. We make fun of Bethany, but that be strong.
Whew. Good for her.
She's really doing things. But enough about Corona. Actually, not enough. Let's end on this. Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen has it. I'm just glad his son didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I worry about those around him, though, because, again, it could have been asymptomatic. We don't know how many people he was with. The day that he found out, he was walking the street. So let's just hope everybody's taking care of themselves. Good vibes for everyone. Good vibes for everyone. But it's also very strange when you hear, like, a celebrity getting it. You know, like, we had Tom Hanks so people would take it seriously. But, like, one of my favorite, like, Broadway actors, Aaron Tveit, he has it. It's like when... It's just so it's like a weird thing, and you're almost like, are we like not allowed to talk to you?
Andy DM'd us because for March Madness, he was up against the polls and he was up against Luke, and he's like, I didn't even vote for myself this time. Which I was like, okay, he still has his comedy. His number one symptom was that he lost his appetite.
Yeah, a lot of people are losing their taste and smell, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I would do without. That would never have happened to me before. Me neither. But let's talk about March Madness, because today we're recording Wednesday night. So you'll probably, if you're listening the next day, you're listening Thursday, you have until 4 p.m. to vote for the hottest Bravolub. And Mary, I think you're lucky that the polls went up before Summer House aired tonight.
I sure am.
Okay, so the finals are between Luke and Craig. And I mean, honestly, there weren't too many upsets. I'm a little bummed that Shep beat John Moody, because I think that John Moody is like a Greek god. He's
close
beautiful.
Race on that part. Shep came in at the end and won.
He did. But it came down to our four number one seeds. So we had Frankie, Steve Gold, Luke, and Craig. And now it's Luke versus Craig. And it's
now,
really
who
versus
got more, who Mary. Got more votes, Steve or Frank?
Good question. But do you feel like it's really you versus me right now?
You know what? I'm still campaigning. I'm going to keep on campaigning till tomorrow. I think Luke might pull through.
I mean, again, remember, people are – you're hoping that they don't see. We've gotten a lot of DMs already being like, I can't believe I wasted my vote on Luke.
What's the like percentage right now? Like 47, 53, something
tell you,
like
so,
that?
Okay, I will tell. Let me tell you who got more votes between. Oh, so Frankie actually got more votes than Steve did, but only by 1,000 votes.
Okay, so Steve Gold was second place.
Oh, I'm
last
sorry,
year.
500 votes. 500 votes. Wow.
Okay, so Steve Gold was second place last year. Now he's down to fourth. Next year he can be sixth.
You know what? It's just I think we don't see enough of Steve.
Sure.
You know?
Well, people were really turned off by the girl.
The baby mama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's hard. It's hard. Listen, we're trying to just, we, if anything, we're the winners. The jurors are the winners because we get to objectify these men. And I have to thank so many of them for submitting their photos. I mean, like, getting them was like a rush, right? Like, we had like all these fun guys. And I think it made it more fun too to see like what people submitted and like how into it they were and like the reposts of the stories and stuff. It's like
Joe Gorga finally knows who we are, you guys. He finally reposted his story.
And he was posting every round he was in. He was reposting. Let's see if he follow. I feel like he still doesn't follow us though.
No, he doesn't follow.
No, he does not. So. He does not. But he knows who we are.
I'm going to do a fall down Friday of him Friday and see if he if watches.
Are you going to make sure you tag him?
I will.
Yeah. Just like 14 times tag him in the same story. Sure. Just really get that, drive that point home. So,
It be funny if it like kept on retag, like they got 14 notifications.
I would love that. Just like notice me. It's like me calling Kyle. It's like I'm Amanda and I'm calling Kyle 29 times. Just like tagging him in 15
We've
stories,
all
you know?
Been there. We've all right, been right, there. Right.
So, okay. So who do you think is going to win between Luke and Craig?
I think my record was like 24. But I was doing it because they were out of signal, so like it was fine.
Yeah.
They didn't get the calls.
That's what they told you. And they're like, and then he like didn't call back, but I guess he's been out of signal for a really long time.
Months, actually.
We're actually not sure if he's disappeared. We should put a missing persons out, but you know, that's for other people to deal with.
He might have gotten eaten by a tiger. Carol.
Okay, wait, but before we go into that, so we did stories of top 10 lists. So do you think that Luke's going to win? Or are you just asking, believing, and receiving?
Ask, believe, receive. I think, you know, people don't always believe in Craig and his business.
Right.
And I'm sorry. You don't know anything about personality, you just see these two guys walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to go for? Don't think about personality. Think about Trump. You know nothing about them just based on looks
alone. Here's the thing. It's right now, too. It's 47% Craig, 53% Luke. So it's like very close.
Sure.
Like very close. Like 1,500 votes right now are separating them from the percentages. Honestly, I think either one is a great winner. Obviously, like, Luke is newer, and with this episode tonight, like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, is he going to redeem himself? And so I just feel like Luke can win it next year because Craig's been around longer.
There could be not a next year because they cannot film Summer House this summer. That's a true concern.
Okay, but Mary, we had people like Albie Manzo and Chris Manzo. So just because you're off the air doesn't mean you can't be in it.
No, think about Steve Gold. You know who was someone that went really far that I was surprised about? Shane Keough.
Yeah. Well, that picture that we had was a pretty good one. But also, Shane Keough, I think he's not engaged anymore. He's removed all photographic evidence of his fiance.
Oh, I thought he was married.
Oh, no, then. He might be getting a divorce.
Oh, no.
Wait, okay. Also, side note, too, you know who might have coronavirus symptoms is Brianna, Vicky's daughter.
Oh, that makes sense, though, because she's a nurse.
Yeah.
So she's on the front lines. Mm-hmm. And then she might have a compromised
immune system.
Because what does she have? Does she have lupus?
Thyroid?
Lupus? Oh, I thought she had lupus as well.
That was what I was thinking, but then when I was going to say it out loud, I was like, I don't know if that sounds right. We're not misdiagnosing. We're just trying to think about it. Anyways, moving on. Okay, so you think Luke is going to take it all the way then, or at least you're hoping that.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I think that they're both good winners. They're both very attractive. Luke is like, to me, is an unattainable attractive. Like an unattainable attractive. But, like, Craig seems like Luke is, like, who you want to have, like, a fun night with. And then I feel like Craig is, like, who you want to marry.
That's a no from me.
No? I'm just thinking, like, I think, like, if you're going to have one night with one of them, it'd be Luke.
Let's remember Naomi and Craig's relationship. Let's not forget about that.
Okay, you're right.
He was kind of a baby.
I have a short-term memory, so I'm a 10-second Tom, so, you know, I can't remember that far. But I'm just going to go watch my top 10.
I really want Luke to win, but if Craig wins, good for him.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both acceptable winners, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you did mention while we were talking about Tiger King on Netflix.
Oh, my God. You guys are definitely doing a Patreon on this one. I finished it in 24 hours. Like, I mean,
and if you guys
Joe
have-
Exotic, Carol, Doc. It's murder. It's drugs. It's
cults.
Yes.
Plural, like a sister wives sort of deal.
This was one wild, wild ride.
Would you say it's like governor? Would you say it's like mullets, meth, maulings, meow? You know.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
That's only how I'm going to address all of my friends from now on. But I think,
hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol here.
I put together a perfect cast list as well, by the way. So we're probably going to do a Patreon on that coming up soon. I have to catch up. I fell asleep. I started it yesterday, and I started kind of late. So I fell asleep during episode 3. And, like, literally, I'm like, I didn't watch Vanderpump, like, on time. I didn't watch anything on time because I was so infatuated by watching this. But we'll do a Patreon on it. And if you guys understand, if you listen to the Newlyweds episode, you know when Mary is passionate about something, she gives it her all. So we're going to get our all from Mary for this Patreon.
I am obsessed. I'll watch it one more time, the whole thing, just, you know, to be really sharp on the topic.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Appreciate that. Speaking of Patreon, if you haven't yet either, we are breaking down the first season of Vanderpump Rules. So season 1, episode 1 is on our Patreon now.
Sheena Shea Shushu, she was the new girl at the Sexy Unique restaurant.
Peter
had his chance of becoming a full-time cast member, but blew it. Jax was the number one guy in the group at the time.
Mm-hmm. Sandoval Schwartz. And Kristen being together, like, it just, the whole thing, it was so nostalgic. I loved it. You can watch it on Hulu, and then you can go to Patreon and listen to our episode. I just thought it was so fun.
I agree.
It was very fun. Okay. Let's talk about rankings for this week.
Well, okay, so there wasn't that much on. So Family Karma, mm-hmm. Summer House, VPR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, right? You spent most of your time watching Tiger King.
Yeah, that Tiger King was my number one. then all of these kind of, like, they all kind of just...
I'm going to go VPR last.
I honestly can't even rank them. They're all just kind of, like, middle of the road for me.
Okay. I thought they were actually all fun. I'm going to go Family Karma, Summer House, Vanderpump Rules. And not by much for each of them. I agree. I think that they were, you know, there's nothing like that stood out. But I think that they were all fun episodes. Like, it didn't feel like a chore to watch them. And, you know, sometimes you go through the weeks where you're like, oh, my God, I cannot. Like, what time are we podcasting at? Okay, I'll just catch it right before.
Right, right.
So I had a lot of fun. I mean, you want to talk about Family Karma first?
I am obsessed with Bali.
Obsessed. She is awesome.
So she's 44 and she used to be married to, it sounds like a king of
like he was very, yeah. Like he was some sort of Indian royalty. It sounds like,
and she literally had a button so that people could come and scratch her hands for her.
I mean it, and she's in between the ages of like the kids of the cast and
the
like the aunties. And so she's like, I might hang out with the aunties, but I'm not an auntie. And she was made for reality TV, and it bums me out. We had to wait 44 years to put her on TV.
And she's also like a florist.
Okay. Her last week. Like
salesperson for a florist.
Like her breakdown last week of where she's like, I don't even like this job. Like, I was like, oh my God, I love her. And then she's also is like very Amy Poehler in Mean Girls, where she's like, I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Now, what do you think was happening that she left the husband and all the money and took the daughter? And I wonder what the daughter's relationship with her dad is.
Well, she says she's a single
mom. Because, I mean, clearly mom's got to work for the money.
Yeah, so I think the relationship is severed personally. And I
think, you don't think he's going to pay for her college? I do.
Okay, maybe. But to me, honestly, not to get dark, but it sounds like there is abuse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I would think, like, would be.
It, yeah, because she had to walk away.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're, like, in that, you have that much, like, riches and stuff, there's something that's pulling you away. And so I'm happy for her to get away from whatever it is that she seems to be happy. Obviously not as rich anymore. But, you know, we can be rich in life.
What did you think about her relationship? She has a long-distance relationship with
O'Malley.
Is he, like, an Olympian heavyweight lifter or something?
I was like confused, trying to follow, and I was like, he lives in Louisville, Kentucky. Is that a big hub for Olympic heavyweights?
Or some type of bodybuilder of some sort?
He's very quiet. Like, he takes very much like a back seat to Bali.
I think someone with that big of a personality, you kind of have to have the sidekick.
Totally. No, I agree. But he seemed, I mean, okay, I had never thought about this, but what did you think about the fact that when they are away from each other, that they FaceTime in their sleep?
I thought that was actually very cute.
Me too. I was like, oh, I've never even thought about that as an idea, but that's like really cute.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it, but...
Right, no.
It was sweet. It was sweet. Like, they love each other so much. They want to go to bed together. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to keep your eye. You can sleep... You can sleep...
With one eye open.
More soundly, yeah.
She's like, I know you're not texting other bitches because I can see your face.
That's the trick. Whenever you're, you know, on vacation, like, with your girlfriends and you have a boyfriend, you just FaceTime them multiple times a day. Just check them where they are.
Says Mary the Taken One. That's her new tip. New tips.
You know, we taught you guys on the Patreon where to go poo when you first go on vacation with your boyfriend.
Now here's how to trap them. And here's how to trap them and make them not think you're crazy. Just, oops, sorry, FaceTiming you again. Oh, you're still on your couch. Now listen, this time right now is perfect for relationships. Everybody has to be quarantined. Like, your man, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever, they're not going anywhere. And that's really the nice part about being self-quarantined right now.
That you have to be with them the whole time?
No. That they can't be with anyone else.
Oh.
Like, you don't have to FaceTime them multiple times a day because you're like, no, I know they're at their house. Or when they're sleeping, you take their phone, put it against their face. It's like, you know, Face ID. And then you turn that location tracker on. What? Like, it's weird?
I never thought it would it work with them sleeping.
You try it and let us know. Okay, let me see. Actually, I'm going to try it with my phone. I'm going to try it with my phone right now with my eyes closed.
Okay. I don't have that high tech of a phone yet. Did it work?
I think I don't have that high tech of a phone. I think it's on my work phone and I don't know where that one is. Oh, God, I picked the wrong phone.
Okay, we'll get back to this experiment.
Yeah, but honestly, if they're sleeping, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Also, if you hold it up to the light, you could also probably make out the fingerprint on the ID of which one they're pressing to open it up. You know?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if they woke up and you were, like, trying to open their phone?
And then you're like, no, that was a bad dream. I literally don't even know. I slept straight through. That alarm clock went off, and I was like, wow, I didn't wake up once. You got to play it off.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like we should write a dating book, because I think it'd be successful. I feel like these are tips in Kristen's dating book that she's writing.
She has so many projects going on, you know. She goes on Pinterest, finds a quote, and puts it on a t-shirt.
Okay, let's go back to family karma, though. What are your thoughts on Brian and Monica?
I don't think they're going to work out.
I agree.
I love Monica's relationship with her father. I think he's such a sweet man.
If people are mean to him at Diwali next week, I'm going to be livid. We must protect him and Simba at all costs.
He just seems like a breath of fresh air. But yeah, so I think Monica, she's liked Brian in the past, mm-hmm. and I think it's, you know, he's too late.
But I also find her to be, like, when it comes to relationships, like, a little immature. And tell me this, like, when he was, like, trying to, like, put his arm around her and she dodged it so much as opposed, like, I just feel like she probably doesn't confront.
No, I think that's I think she doesn't like him like that and doesn't want to be touched. And I think that's fair.
Okay, like, he needs to respect her personal space.
Yeah. So this is a great time for me. I am not a hugger. Nobody can hug you anymore. It's fabulous. You know? People are just keeping apart. And I like that. And I think that's like her. She's not like lovey-dovey. Monica. And I feel like you're on pause because there's some background noise.
Oh, my God. You're right. I'm sorry. I was talking, but there's, you guys, like, the office is on the top floor. So there's, like, these planes going by. I was going to say I do appreciate their friendship. And you can tell they're, like, still a little awkward with each other, though, because they went to Taco Bell and they kept being like, so what's up? What's up? what's that?
Yeah.
What's up? Like, how old are we? Like, they're kind of like cute and like.
I wonder, like, has Monica and Brian ever lived outside the house?
Okay, so I was thinking, yes, Brian went to college.
Right.
And I assume that, like, for, and he was, like, in a frat and drinking and all that. So I assume he did. Honestly, I would love for anybody who has, like, intel. I feel like Brian might have moved home for this show.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that.
Because in this episode, like, they were showing him, like, talking to his account manager or something like that. And his mom was, like, getting him coffee. But then he was, like, tea. And his mom finally was, like, said, like, I really love having him back at home. And I didn't know if that was from college or if he, like, came back for the show.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. And we know, like, Anisha, she was in New York for many years.
Mm-hmm. But it looks like she still lives at home. And same with Amrit.
No, yeah. That's her whole thing. Like, she was in New York and now she's came home to start kind of like this fashion business. But I also was like kind of heartbreaking. She had a relationship for 12 years.
That was wild.
And now she's like 34 and she's like, you know, should I freeze my eggs? And
yes is the answer. If you can do it, you should do it. That's just a side note. Continue.
No, I just feel like it's just like, it's so, it's just, the world's so different now. And I feel like it's so complicated. And I feel bad for her because I think she thought that guy for after 12 years was the one. Oh, and
for sure. I love her though.
Like, I'm also like, these relationships seem to be like super long. Like Vishal has been dating her for 7 years, and
And like, when is he going to break up with her?
When is she going to break up with him? Is she a lawyer?
Is she? I'm just, honestly, I don't know.
Eek. I love her. I like her mom because I think her mom's on the right side of history, trying to break them up.
I mean,
serious. He's a piece of shit.
Do you think he's a piece of shit?
I think he is a piece of shit.
Okay, keep going.
I think he doesn't have a job. All he cares about is what he looks like.
He's a real estate property manager or something.
No, he's a mama's boy, and she could do better. He's too into himself. He literally said, like, I want you to be my sugar mama. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, that is so unattractive.
And do you like the fact that he, or dislike the fact that he's like, I don't like confrontation. Like when they were, so him and Brian went to go play golf. And Brian basically tells him, like, yo, my dad got, you know, kind of stuck talking to Lopa. And this is what she said. And then they, like, had the interview with Vishal and his mom. And they were like, oh, well, do you know what was said? And she just was like, no, I don't know. And then Vishal was like, looking around, like, please don't confront me on this. I do not want to deal with this. Like, he's kind of a puss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think he's really afraid of his future mother-in-law. But he's also like the type of person that literally cannot take confrontation. Like, he wouldn't even talk to Anisha because of what happened at the party, which, like, nothing even happened.
I was literally going to say, I'm like, I don't know what happened. What is this argument even about, or this, like, hold on talking to each other? I died though when Anisha pulled out the receipts and highlighted all the times that he calls her in a day.
Absolutely. Anisha and Bali are my number one girls. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like Anisha does not like Vishal, and that
no,
they're trying to make it seem like she is.
No, she's literally, I mean, when Bali called her and she's like, what the hell? Like, no. And I just don't like, and I don't like Amrit, I'm sorry I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but I don't like him. I think he's too dramatic, and he's like, no, I'm his best friend. Like, you guys are in your 30s. Are we really having a best friend? Like, who's the number one guy to Vishal, the number one guy in Vishal's group?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh. No, yeah. Vishal, I could do without. Anisha and Bali, I want to see them go out on dates.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm not super into Bali's boyfriend.
I like him. But also after, like, this long, like, it's same with Vishal and his girlfriends. Like, who's moving? At some point, you got to move, right?
I don't even think he likes her anymore, but he's, like, so complacent and too scared to break up with her.
Yeah,
like, sure. He's like,
I'm just, I don't want to break up with her. That's like too awkward. So I'm just going to keep on going along with this.
I mean, I feel like his relationship with Amrit is more than his relationship with his own fiance.
I agree.
And like, I mean, like he just seems to, it seems like he cares more about that relationship than he does with his fiance.
And, you know, I wonder how often they see each other.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like she stays there for like weeks at a time, but it must be very hard to sleep in a separate bedroom. I know. Like, yeah. Oh, man. I mean, she can't be doing that phone thing to his face. They can't stay in the same room. but I do. I just really like this show.
I agree.
Okay, should we talk VPR?
Yes, but I need to talk about my favorite things, which is Morning Recovery, guys. They are still with us. You need to go to their landing page. It's morelabs.com/TJG. That will take you right to their product. And let's face it, during this quarantine time, we know you guys are drinking more. And you still have to work. You still have to wake up and get on your computer. And Morning Recovery will help you get on the computer without that headache in the morning. Okay? So check them out. They also have new products. They have a Liquid Focus, which is kind of like liquid Adderall, and Dream Well, which will help you sleep. So you get the focus, the sleeping, and the morning recovery. It's like a one-stop shopping for wellness, people. And check it out, morelabs.com/TJG. Enter the code TJG, and you'll get 20% off your order. And you can also get it on Amazon.
TJG, so, yeah. Amazon. Yeah. Code there. Great. There. I mean, whenever I think about Morning Recovery, every time I watch these shows, like Vanderpump or Summer House, like
they gotta
just, like,
be taking it. They gotta be.
I mean, there's been Morning Recovery on the bedside in Summer House. Like, it's, I just always
think. The trick think, of like, the trade, guys.
I just always think how hungover. So let's talk VPR. So, like, okay. Have we not said goodbye to Dog yet?
It's like. Okay.
Yeah.
You made a good point. You texted me and you said, oh, puppy party. Like, they can't have a puppy party. They make fun of that, but they're having a funeral for a reptile they had for 2 weeks.
At the Mondrian pool party.
I mean, obviously, like, they were trying to show, like, really sexy people that were there, but I thought it was weird. I'm like, why don't they just show the cast?
Yeah. I also noticed, like, none of the cast were, like, really in their bathing suits. Everyone just kind of seemed like, what's happening here? Like, Schwartz seemed very torn up over Dog. Like, I even let him in the backyard. Like, look at him. And I'm like, okay, Schwartz should not handle any heavy machinery nor reptiles, even though he thinks he was born a reptile lover.
I was very confused. I was like, is this real or fake? And I honestly think it was real. Like, to him, this broke his little heart. He knew right away this reptile was lethargic. He was sleepy all the time. He was depressed. And as an amphibian and reptile lover, he was sad about that. And he just feels like this reptile would get to enjoy its 15 to 20 years. Why? I wonder what the cause of death was.
Negligence is what I'm going with.
I love how he's like, he was a part of my morning and my afternoon routine. He had him for 2 weeks.
like how? Like, the sign where it was like, in memoriam, Dog 2019 to 2019.
He was gone too soon.
He was gone before he was here, you know? It just was like ridiculous. Okay, but let's also, we'll go back to that, but I need to just, I don't even know why I didn't start with this, but there was a Jax moment.
Oh, okay. So they open up the gifts and he was like, I wish we got car parts, season tickets to the Kings, a jet ski. And then he talked about PowerPoints.
Yes. And the editors, who, thank God, again, they deserve an Emmy. I feel like
they've gotten extra creative this year, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, last year I thought they got really creative, but they upped the ante this year. And so then they show a PowerPoint presentation by Jax. What was the font, Mary?
Comic Sans.
And just so you know, though, I don't think that was a compliment.
I like Comic Sans, and I'm still standing behind it, people.
Okay, see, I call it Comic Sans. You call it Comic Sans?
I you know, you guys, I don't really know what it is. I'm still using it.
Comic Sans. Okay.
And also, he didn't know what a PowerPoint was, really.
PowerPoint, bullet points, whatever.
He was confused.
I just hate him so much. Okay, back to the Mondrian, because, like, a lot happened here, right? Like, you've got Tom and Tom who are, like, lamenting over this. You've got the new class, which is, like, you know, we've got Max and Dana, and Danica is there. And Max is trying to get Danica banned from coming to TomTom because she's rude to Richardson and all these people. And you know what? I'm on Team Danica here.
She bugs me, though.
Mary, but you just changed the more. Font. You guys, Mary, on our notes, just changed the font to Comic Sans. And it's grossing me out.
Okay. Danica, like, she bugs me. Oh, but also, Max bugs me more. And why is he always sweating?
He's Jax, like, Jr.
Every scene, he's really, 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 really sweaty. And maybe all the other guys wear makeup, like they use powder.
Or maybe he should just carry oil blotters.
He needs something.
Maybe more like a paper bag over his head so we never have to see his face.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he's just like, I just think it's like when he's like, oh, I'm going to ban her from this. I'm like, well, okay, because you're pretending to be like a part owner of TomTom. Like, do you get to ban people? Like, I would think that would be like a Lisa situation in the sense that Danica's supposed to be a manager at Sir.
Yeah.
And like,
well, I mean, he really still works there.
Well, he probably needs to because he probably thought he was going to be, Max probably thought he was going to get on this show. And he was like, oh, man, all the influencer deals are going to roll right in. And then they're like, oh, you're a racist? No, 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 yeah. No. And now he's like, I better go back to Sir or back to TomTom. I mean,
it takes a while. Like, Raquel's been on this show for years. I don't think she's got many ads going.
I know, but wait, honestly,
what about when, like, Raquel went in, they went into Vanderpump Rules, and they definitely didn't know that Lisa and Lala were filming.
Oh, into Vanderpump Dogs? I think
that was, like, a real accident. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to change this font back. It's grossing me out.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, don't you think that?
She had no makeup on. Her hair was just like, I think she was literally like going in there to like volunteer, do whatever, drop graham cracker off. And then Lala's like, I'm just here volunteering.
I'm shooting a scene with LVP. So,
yeah, I also don't like, it really bothers me the dynamic on this show that they put James and Raquel so low. It's like either don't have them on the show or everyone gets to be equal, because Lisa really to me only respects Lala because Lala is now engaged to Money.
Oh, good point. Good point.
And then I think when she has like Jax and Brittany, like she looks almost like as if this like the original cast or like they put them on this like pedestal. And it's like it bums me out. The whole scene with James going to AA, like that whole thing bummed me out because I was like, Lisa comes down so hard on James, and it's like Jax is literally the same person, and he berates people more often. He's a homophobe. He's transphobic. Like, he's all these, like, horrible things, and yet you guys feel that you go for the low-hanging fruit of James and Raquel, and it's like, it's just, like, kind of not fun.
See, I thought the moment between LVP and James was, like, very touching.
Okay. Like, okay. I mean,
I felt like she came from a very, like, a place of, like, I feel responsible for your welfare. Like, I know you don't have a family support system, like, with your mom and dad. And you're kind of, like, you're not my son, but, like, you're really close to my family. And I want to take care of you. It's so hard when you see someone being so destructive and you keep on seeing it and seeing it and you try to help and you can't.
But do you feel like it was, like, a little hypocritical? Because in, like, the previous season, she's kind of, like, treated him not in a good way. Like, I honestly feel like when she kept firing him, but then would like let Jax, or, you know, or even with like Ariana, she like made Ariana beg for her job back. And it's like, you know, certain people just get to come back. Like, she clearly has her favorites. Like, Kristen could never come back to Sir.
Well, I mean, let's face it. She's Bobby Fischer. She likes to play the games. You know,
it's she's rules, literally Vanderpump rules.
Yeah. Like, she makes the rules.
But I thought that scene was touching, and I love that, like, Raquel waited for him in the car, and he went and got his chip, and, you know, it's a lot. I feel like he feels shame and embarrassment, and I'm happy he went.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if he went in the hills and got drunk that night. I don't know why Raquel wouldn't know if he didn't. Did he not come home?
He drove his car.
Yeah, so I was very interested in that. And then also this Logan blowjob rumor comes up again.
And I think I'd actually be curious, what is your take on Lala on this situation? Because I thought that their chat was nice at the coffee shop. But
yeah,
then
that
I'm
was
like,
great. Like, let's talk about Lala. She's leopard gold hoops in a do-rag. Pattern on pattern. Did you
No, I think Lala is too much for me. Like, this episode, like, really made me not like her, because I thought even when she was, like, when they were at that coffee and she's like, my time is precious and I'm not going to waste it on an idiot. Like, her delivery of it
on a true idiot.
Yeah. Like, her delivery on it was, like, so rude. Raquel's like, okay, guys, Raquel is not that smart. She's just not.
Raquel
okay.
came in with a rehearsed question. And the question was, a rehearsed line. She's like, one thing to question. Sorry, I'm pretending to be Raquel and getting confused. Uh-huh. It's one thing to question my character, but not my intelligence.
Yeah. And
then I'm like, I also think about Raquel's probably the only one that graduated college.
No, we've gone over this before.
Oh, yeah. Azuzu College.
Yeah. Ariana went to college. Stassi went to college.
Right. Stassi went to LMU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a bit. But either way, it's just like Raquel is like not. Okay. Raquel's not intelligent. I think she's just not quick on her toes. She's like a book smart, but maybe not like a street smart in a sense. And so it's like when Lala goes after her and she says like lines like that, Raquel, like going after Raquel is like kicking a Maltese dog, you know, like they're so cute and you're like, why are you kicking them? Like, I just feel like I don't think she's actually there for the right reasons if we're going to bachelor this.
Lala?
Yeah, I think she's just as like her delivery is horrible at it. Going at Tom's party, going after Raquel to like tell her about the Logan thing on camera. It's like, one, if that did happen with James and Logan, like why does Lala get to out this again?
I think it did happen.
I honestly think it did too, but I don't think it's like
not appropriate. Not appropriate.
We don't get like you don't get to tell somebody else's like sexuality in front of their girlfriend, and then you're trying to embarrass the girlfriend.
No, but also just like you know he's in a fragile state, and something like that could set him off. And especially Lala should know something like that. Like, you don't want to trigger someone.
I mean, he literally said, like, hearing that makes me want to get a drink. But, like, Logan's not going to be why I drink. And I'm like, I just, you know, I mean, realistically, they should just get away from the show.
I mean, but how are they going to make those dollar bills?
Do they, though?
I don't know.
I mean,
they got to stay relevant somehow.
I know. I just think, get the spinoff going and give them their own show. Give the new class their own show. Put James and Raquel over there. I think they'd get along better with everyone.
Yeah.
You know? I got to say, I don't mind Charlie.
Oh, I don't like her at all. She's never even eaten pasta.
I know, but this week she kind of like laughed and she was like, okay, so let's talk.
I've never had an avocado until 2 weeks ago. Like, no, that's
I know,
a lot.
But she made me laugh this week when, so Tom Sandoval, the main event of this one is Tom Sandoval is having a birthday party and it's themed extra.
I love this theme. I want to have this party.
Will you wear stilts?
No.
Okay.
I'd fall.
But would you like us to dress as your former costumes? Like, do you think he called his emergency costume guy and asked him to come over to dress people?
So when I go to costume parties, like, I can only wear the costume one time because I ruin it so much that night. Does that happen to you?
No.
Like, it's a one-wear
situation. No, I have a whole costume box that I've had since the sorority days. Yeah, since our, like, exchanges and all that. Like, I've literally kept, like, I opened it the other day and I was like, this is from a 10th grade dance. This fairy skirt. And I'm like, and it fits on one of my thighs now. So, like, what am I doing with it? But I'm like, maybe one day. Maybe one day for the fairy nymph party I'll be invited to when I'm 43. Like, what? Why? I don't know. But you just never know.
I keep a lot of stuff because, like, you know, I'm a teacher and there's all those spirit days.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I have friends who are teachers, so that's why I keep it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the outfits. Okay, so Tom himself, he was in the market for stilt pants, and he got those.
I laugh when Schwartz was like, what's your budget for this party? And I'm like, no, this is what Tom saves up for all year.
I also wondered, I was like, at first I was like, wait, is Ariana walking in Tom in the stilts? I didn't know that was his dad. I was like, who is that person?
I thought it was just so funny because I was like, I was like kind of half paying attention. And I was like, why would our, it's like, why are you dressed so scary? Like, I just was like, why would she pick that outfit? I was like, oh, it's Tom's dad.
And it was weird because we saw them getting ready together and she had that braid and stuff. But for some reason, I really thought that was her. Yeah. I don't know why.
No, same.
Okay, then we had, what else, what other outfits did we have?
So Sheena came in because she loves to talk about sex, and it's like, oh God, but Sheena, everyone makes fun of you for being bad at it.
The poor girl has no plot, except she did kind of have a little bit of a plot this week because she was like the messenger between Stassi and Katie and Kristen. So she's like, yeah, basically goes to the pool party in her orange neon hoops and her orange pants and is like, okay, girls, Kristen's not here, but I just want to be the messenger. And Katie, you're unhappy and you're resentful, and that's why you hate the world. And Stassi, I'm just going to tell her all of this and that you don't want to be friends with her, okay?
Okay, I will say I really enjoyed Stassi's look at the pool party.
It was just like black, right?
But she had like a little black dress, but then her hair was like in a cute bun. She had like a headband, and I thought the look was like really cute. But I did not like her attitude. And it leads me to believe, what the hell happened between them? Because something else happened.
No, I think it's that they literally, okay, so it seems like there, maybe there was something like they couldn't talk on camera about Carter or something.
Like he cheated or like something, just, I just think something stronger happened.
Maybe like he was like abusive.
Oh God, let's not start that. We don't know. But so yeah, but there has to be something extreme because it's like Kristen has been annoying like this the entire time we've known her, and God bless her for it. Love her. But like, for her, for them to even say, like, they are not sisters anymore, it was like, did something happen with the business that, like, did she, like, screw them out of something? Like, something happened to make them finally reach their breaking point of saying, even saying, like, we're not sisters. Like, not even, like, we're not best friends. It's like, we're nothing now.
Well, it's also interesting that they have to, like, keep this contract up. But Stassi's like, I don't believe in this product. Like, I don't want to sell something I'm not interested in. And like, sorry if that makes me selfish. Like, I'm not behind. I can't believe they put this out on the air, to be honest.
I mean,
it makes them look really bad. Who the fuck wants to buy that now if they don't even like it?
Right. And all I was thinking, too, is, like, why don't you guys want to do this? Because let's be honest, none of you are actually, like, curating it. You just have – you've attached yourself. It's like Wines by Wives. Remember, like, Vicky and Tamara mm-hmm. did that? Mm-hmm. Like, you're literally just attaching your name to it. So why are you making such a big deal of this? Because you have to, like, take photos with Kristen? Like, the whole thing is, like,
or
so weird.
Or it seems like there's, like, not – they're all, like, 33, 33, 33, you know what I mean? But there's not, like, a leader or driving force behind it, so it's just kind of gone to nothing. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I feel like Stassi has a lot going on. She has the podcast tour, her own podcast. She has
– do you also think that they that they like, one of them was going to do it by themselves, and then they looped all of them, and they're almost – so I think Stassi has the most clout out of everyone there.
Yeah, like, her house is 1.7.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, Stassi has, like, the most clout there. Like, her name will sell things, and so I wonder if she was, like, felt like she didn't want to be a part of it but had to attach herself so that it would be, like, successful.
Or they're, like, riding on her coattails, and right, she doesn't like that and rather make her own success.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What if – okay, hear me out. I want a partnership between Stassi and Sheena.
Doing what?
I don't know what, but they're like a Betty and Veronica, like Archie style. And I want them to do something together. Maybe it's like a clothing line where Stassi is like jean shorts and oversized shirts, and Sheena is like crop tops and bike shorts. So there's some quote unquote something for everyone.
Oh, I couldn't wear any of the products.
Well, we'll figure out. Well, right. Yes. Well, something for everyone who's a size 00. Yes. But It's like where like Fashion Nova meets like Nordstrom Rack.
I'm not feeling this product at all.
Okay. So would you buy this though, or would you buy Witches of WeHo wine?
I'd rather buy the wine.
Okay. Listen, I have a million ideas. Not all of them are going to be hits.
No, that's true.
But I think people would buy this. Okay. The other outfit. Sorry,
let's go back to the party.
Yeah. So
Jax just doesn't dress up at all because he's a piece of shit and can't be happy for anyone but himself, even though everyone just flew to Kentucky for his birthday. His wedding.
And we have to have a freaking surprise. We have to have a birthday party for him the following week where he dresses up for that.
It's their birthdays are kind of getting embarrassing.
Right.
But I liked this extra thing.
No, I thought this was fun, though, because this was just like, Thomas is so extra, but it's just them all having a good time.
Well, also wear whatever you want. Like Stassi's right. Marie Antoinette, like Lala had that fun pink
what was she?
With the roots. I think she was just like a fun cupcake girl.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure out. I was like, is she like half a mummy? I couldn't figure it out what she was wearing. Raquel with her, like, it was like almost like her reunion look, but in neon green and a captain's hat.
I thought she was wearing her reunion dress repurposed.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just a neon green.
Yeah. Dania was literally dead.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Mac, and then a lot of the boys came as, like, former Toms because I saw – so Brett came as Misa Vanderpump.
So funny.
I love that.
That was a good, Max fun came costume as to revisit. Chet,
whatever, I forgot, but on the roller skates. I did also notice that somebody there was wearing that headpiece that was all mirrored. Remember yes, that?
Like from the ice party.
Was it the ice party? I thought it was like the vampire one. From not the Stassi and Ariana. It was like the competing parties the previous year. Remember when Stassi and Ariana both hosted
sure,
them?
Sure.
And that's when we were introduced to the emergency costume guy.
Right.
But like I saw that there. And so I'm like, I thought that was a really fun tribute. And like, you know, I bet Jax was supposed to be a former Tom and did not show up at it as it. Like, that's why he was so sick of it.
He just doesn't want to celebrate anybody but himself because he's a classic narcissist. He's like, oh, yeah, it was fun to dress up when we were 25, but now I'm like 40 and I'm married and I'm above everyone because I'm accomplished because I'm married.
Yeah, and it's like, and I still cheat on my wife, but that's neither here nor there.
I really hope he doesn't.
I know. I mean, for
she Brittany. Definitely FaceTimes the shit out of him, calls him 29 times a night, Amanda style.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Brittany, you should.
Yeah. You should. That is a need to. I don't really know what Ariana was either, but she's just always looked so hot.
Like a frozen person, maybe? I don't know. Her hair gave me like a frozen vibe, the movie. Craig's favorite movie.
Wow. Is this you campaigning for Craig?
No.
Okay. Well, just had to ask. Was there anything else about Vanderpump that you wanted to mention?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, well, let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean,
Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, and we're back. Let's talk Summer House.
You know, this is a stressful week for me. With Luke doing this so hand motion.
like Luke, you just had to wait one more week to be a fuckboy. You're literally hurting your chances right now to be...
You know what? I don't think what he's done is that wrong, okay?
Wow, Mary's defending a man?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Because, okay, Hannah was dating Armand and flirting with him the whole time. I think he started dating this girl. And then, yeah, they had the conversation. I think he was honest. He's like... They said, are you single?
But what about the fact that What about the fact that in the previous in-between week,
we talked about this. There's a difference between exclusive and boyfriend girlfriend, and he's exclusively only sleeping with that girl. He just said to her, "I'm not sleeping with other people," and I don't think he would try to sleep with Hannah this weekend.
You don't think so?
No, he
but
didn't.
So, but I his guess actions, here's the thing.
Actions, no, actions speak louder than words. And he, first of all, he admitted that he's dating someone. I think it got serious on Thursday. And yeah, like, can he flirt? Sure. Should he sleep with her or kiss her anymore? No, and he's not.
So that was the
thing. He's just asking her on motorcycle rides. Leave him alone.
Okay. Are you... Should we just drop the storyline then? Just keep moving on? Because my thought was... He was definitely going to still make out with Hannah. Like, even if they didn't sleep together, like, maybe he wasn't.
Okay. Also, wait, do you think? Okay. Also, I think she put words in his mouth. Are they exclusive?
Right. He did not say that. Right. And he even said, like, I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm exclusively sleeping with her, which, again, goes into our argument. And you know what? That's just fuckboy behavior, because if you're exclusively sleeping with somebody, you're clearly into them to only be sleeping with them. He went to dinner with Lindsay and her date and said it was his girl. Like, come on.
I need the timeline. Also, okay, so he broke up with his other girlfriend of, you know, almost got engaged girlfriend mm-hmm. in March. And this started filming in June. Mm-hmm. So that's a fast turnaround from engagement.
For sure. For sure.
So that's why I'm like, it couldn't be that serious. He probably had to wait at least 8 weeks to start dating other people. He's probably been seeing this girl for like 4 weeks, and they're not even hanging out on the weekends.
Oh, I know. I mean, he said, and you know he said it's only been 3 weeks.
You want to be the weekend girl. You want to be the weekend girl. You don't want to be the weekday girl.
Well, but this is a different situation because they're working on the weekends by getting fucked up on Loverboy and partying their butts off and having fun in the pantry and everything. I just think, I agree. I think he could have... maybe said, and maybe this was his way of saying it. Like, I'm not totally dismissing him of what he did. I think there was a better way to handle it. And like telling him, like, I'm so curious of why he went to dinner with Lindsay.
I can't believe Lindsay didn't spill the beans. I think he had a buzz. Like, they came back from filming. They were like, oh, let's get dinner. He had some drinks during the day and was like, oh, I'm going to invite my girl and meet up with her because he wanted to hook up. Yeah. And then it's like, fuck, cat's out of the bag, made a poor choice. Now Lindsay knows about this girl, and now I have to tell the group.
Right. So do you think that had he not done that, that he would have kept the behavior going with Hannah?
Yes.
Or do you think he would have like gone the Jordan route where he's just like, ew, get away from me, but let me sleep in your bed?
No, I think if Lindsay didn't know, he would have kept up the charade for sure.
Okay, so he has fuckboy tendencies.
Okay.
I just want to clarify on that. Now, it looks like there could be a redeeming...
But also, like, good for you, Hannah. Like, I love that she's not, like, giving in to him, and she's just being like, you know what? No, you said it all. You are sleeping with this girl. I'm not going to sleep with you. She has pride, and I love that she was like, dude, no, it's like me or her. I'm not playing this game. I really
don't flirt with me. Like, I don't want to do, I don't want to be in this weird, threesome triangle.
I love her respect for herself.
And honestly, though, I have to give, like, when we say, like, last week, it was, like, almost as if she heard us, like, where we're, like, we don't need Paige. Like, then Paige was a star this episode, and I felt like she very much would, like, I feel like she builds Hannah up, too, and, like, all the girls, where she's, like, no, you don't deserve that sort of thing, and that she's a positive force for them. And same with, like, especially Hannah, Jules and Paige. Did you think that?
Poor Jules.
Ugh, Jules. Like, we've been saying it since the beginning. He's using you to get more screen time.
I mean, okay. So I thought it was really interesting that he finally parked the car in the driveway fully.
In the garage, yep.
Yes, in the garage.
I mean, sometimes you don't have a garage. So that also works.
Yeah. So he came. Okay, guys, he came.
Honestly, though, I feel like he'd be somebody who's like, whoa, and he's like, I did it. And she's just like, okay. And like, he just did it.
No, you know.
I wouldn't know, Mary.
I don't either.
Like, bullshit. You fucking know. There's stuff. Come on. Okay. But Jules whipping out the cuffs for his birthday.
Okay.
She's like, well, I have a little secret to tell you guys about Jordan. Also, it's like, Jules, don't tell all the secrets, but also thank you for telling all the secrets. Right. Wouldn't you die if someone told on national television, like, you liked being choked? So, like, that's his thing. Like, S&M, bondage, and, like, the girls' reactions. No, first off,
I don't think it's S&M and bondage. I think he just likes a little bit of choking. And you know who else on that cast probably likes a little bit of choking?
Carl.
All of them.
Oh, I would say Carl.
I would say Lindsay for sure.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, and it's not like I'm going to wring your throat. Like, I think it's just a hand over your throat. Like, I don't think it's anything. Oh,
it sounds like you're an expert in the area.
Okay. No, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's like S&M. I think the cuffs came out of nowhere. And I was like, the faces on Hannah, Lindsay, and Paige, though, I was like, how is she not stopping when all their faces are like,
they're horrified. They're completely horrified.
I mean,
and then Jordan is as well. He's like, whoa, no. What is this?
Like, he's got, like, he's sitting on a chair and he's got, like, his knee up, like, trying to, like, block her from coming, like, closer. It was like, and I just thought it was so rude of Jordan, though, to get all the people together when Jules wasn't there to be like, there's no emotional connection. I'm not bringing her home to my mom.
We are not compatible. She is not the one. But that's, like, his whole thing. He won't like date people for fun and just to hook up, which isn't probably always the best idea. But you know, you're not going to marry everyone you hook up with. Like,
you won't. Like, yeah. There's like one out of however many people you hook up with is probably going to be the one, or two or three. But like, let's be honest, it's not a high number that is the one.
No, but I feel like this is like his way of getting out of hooking up with girls, but. He's always just like, oh, well, like, they're not marriage material, so, like, on to the next. But doesn't even give them the shot, you know?
But also that's told like her last week she plan. Loved that he loved her.
Loved her and wants to bring her home to his mother.
Wait, Atlanta. Before I forget, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When you watched the opening credits, were they different this time, or has it been like that every single episode?
It's been like that every single episode.
You swear?
Promise.
Of the features of all of them? Am I just been in quarantine so long that I'm paying attention to, like, little details?
I've definitely seen that before.
I literally don't remember seeing all of these shots of them, especially the end shot with all of them at the pool. I've, like, never seen that. And now
maybe you always fast forward.
Ooh, maybe. Okay, I've got to, like, look in. But if anybody else felt the same, I was like, what? I don't think I've ever seen this before. But I also hate Jordan because when he basically said, I know it's in next week, but he basically says it's Jules or me. I'm like, you're not even on the show.
And Carlito's like, you guys are both out. Bye.
No, I think that was Kyle, right?
I think it was both of them.
Both of them. That doesn't actually surprise me either. But I loved when Jules was basically told him, like, move out of my room. Good for her.
Oh, but then he was such a jerk about it. Then he, like, brings down the cuffs and is like, here you go.
Like, he's a 5-year-old. He's the worst. Jordan, you literally didn't break the internet or break Hinge because nobody wants to date you. Yeah, I said it. Sticking up for my girl, Jules. She bugged me in the beginning, but now I love her.
I did think it was really funny when, like, Paige, like, thought she was, like, a judge and was like, okay, now you talk.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, she's not done yet. Hold on.
Paige is literally stunning. She is. I look at her and I'm just like, you're Audrey Hepburn. You are Audrey Hepburn.
But I did laugh too when, like, Luke at one point, like, she was like, okay, everybody, like, we should be going out now, like, after that fight. And then Luke, like, laughs and kind of, like, leans over to touch her. And she just looks at him. And she's like, no.
Don't touch.
Yeah, don't touch. She basically was like, spin. You can spin.
I wish we, like, were going to get, I know Perry was not going to come for a weekend or anything, but just, like, a Monday dinner with him.
Okay, but somebody said that they DM'd and they said that they think that Perry and Paige are now broken up.
I don't think so.
Okay, that she deleted all photos.
No, remember we already thought this?
No, like, she deleted the previous photos. Let me go, I'm going deep in.
They were just in, like, this car ride thing. A couple weeks ago, I don't know.
I literally just talked to Kyle and Amanda last week and they said any day now an engagement.
Okay. Phew. Because, you know, when people say that to me, I get really nervous because I just really, I like Paige. But I
don't
agree.
Believe all the DMs.
I'm trying not to. But I wish he would just show up. Like you said, just come for dinner. Just drop her off. Drive her out to the Hamptons. Go out with your friends. You can hang out with them for the weekend. But drop Paige off so we can just see you.
Yeah, something.
Give us like, or you know what, when they're doing the camera phones at the club because the regular cameras can't come in, just show us a little Perry. It's like a nip slip. Just show us a little Perry.
I think he has a ton of money.
Great. I mean, he must for a Cartier ring.
Yeah.
That's at least $1,000.
Remember when I said I was going to buy that for myself?
Yeah. Are you still?
Maybe.
You know, live your best. Yeah,
treat yourself. You got to treat yourself sometimes, you guys.
You're saving money on gas right now.
And bridge toll.
Yeah, and bridge toll. You've got, you know, just a few more weeks of saving. Okay, let's talk
with
about
all the money I saved on commuting. I bought myself a Cartier ring.
Could you imagine? You're like, and I had it shipped. I had it shipped. It was very nerve-wracking. Okay, let's talk about the moms visiting.
Okay, this was a feel-good for me. I'm obsessed with Kyle's mom. I think she could have an advice show because I think she's real. You know, okay. She's like, I love how she's admitted to cheating. And, you know, she's like, dude, Kyle, like, this isn't going to work. Like, you need to change too. Your asshole tone and communication. You have to just be loving, Kyle. Mm-hmm. And I think that hit him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also think it's like I hated though when Kyle basically tried to make Amanda quit her job in front of the moms. And I was like, that will not help your relationship. Why would Amanda, again, why is she going to leave a stable job to come work at a company with her fiance where she's probably not going to get partnership in? Like, she's just going to be
I think she did.
I thought we looked up her LinkedIn.
You did, but for some reason, I have a feeling that she's full-time lover boy. But also, she's sleeping so much because I think she's a little depressed.
100%. But also, someone did tell us, too, they DM'd us, and Amanda is a DG. In a sorority. Oh,
where?
I don't know.
We're sisters the whole way through.
That's not even a song.
To you, DG.
Okay.
Aloha.
Okay.
Is that a secret song?
Honestly, no. So I think she still is doing both. Because it says lover boy is still present, and then her other job is still present.
But maybe she just hasn't updated her LinkedIn.
Could be. You're right.
I also really liked how Jane and Donna, you know, they were there for the grilling. Not mm-hmm. the barbecue kind, yeah. But no, that they were really trying to make them work and come together and either like figure this out, like, is this going to work long term? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I think it'd be really easy for Amanda's mom to be like, dude, Kyle's a fucking dick. Like, he cheated on you. He's making you quit your job. Like, just walk away. Mm-hmm. But I think she's being a supportive mom. And
well, I also think it's like if your parents were to tell you to walk away, I think it would push you more towards that person, right? Like, usually that seems to be the case. Like, you know, when people
I know what you're saying. I think a lot of it's very circumstantial.
Yeah. Now, would you want your mother and your future mother-in-law to share a bed?
My mom would never do that.
Like, ever. Were there no hotels? Could Lindsay not give her bed up for a night?
Rude.
Or at least, like, you know, Amanda could sleep with her mom and Kyle could sleep with his mom, like, in a different bed or something. Like, it was so strange to me.
I think Kyle sleeping with his mom would be a little weird.
What? Is that weird? Why would that be weird?
I think so.
Why?
Would you sleep in the bed with your dad? I would.
Like, if I had to.
I don't know. I think it's kind of strange. I don't know.
Okay, talk to your therapist about that. But no, I'm just saying, like, I think it's like, okay, fine. Kyle doesn't have to sleep in the bed with his mom. His mom can have his own bed, okay? Like, I just think it's like, there's no hotels available in the Hamptons. Like, there's not an extra room. Like, somebody couldn't give up their room. Like, Jordan can go sleep on the roof. Put him on a raft in the pool. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Something like that. You know, I just think, like, Like, wait, they could have made it work.
Let's talk about Luke playing the guitar.
No.
Shadows from the past are chasing me down. If I look back around.
Now, Mary, I thought you were campaigning for him to win.
No, it's just like, I love it. I just love it. But they also can't play him singing any songs because copyright
right.
issues.
But, like, here's the thing is, like, he's never going to be a songwriter.
He's a jewelry maker, people. Jewelry maker. Vote for him.
I didn't need to watch anymore. Like, no more of Luke with the guitar.
You know what? No more of Lindsay crying over Carl.
Oh, my gosh. When does it stop? Also, do you feel like Carl brought that hat because he was jealous of Luke in a hat? So he's like, I'm going to.
Yes.
I saw Luke wearing a floppy hat and flip-flops, so I went out and bought floppy. Okay, I keep quoting Mean Girls in some way in this podcast. It's like my third one today.
You hat me at hello. Let's have a hat off. He's such a freaking loser. And then, ew, him talking to Sarah. He's like, oh, and then she says, oh, thanks, babe. And he's like, oh, you look so hot in that ponytail.
You know, I like a pony. I'm like, ugh, you probably
good
like
to
a
see
regular
your face.
Pony. Yeah. Ugh.
It's no, but I really need Lindsay to stop crying over him.
She's like, got a new guy on the show. She should just be into that. And I know she's sad about, like, the friendship part of it, but it's like, Carl's not – here's the thing. I don't think Carl is a friend if he's going to disrespect you like that. And what he's doing is he's trying to disrespect you. Don't let him do that.
No,
he's not a good
selfish.
Friend.
He's selfish. All he does – he's done this before. This is a pattern. He leaves Lindsay crying and goes out in Montauk and parties his face off, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it's like she's blowing her nose. She's wearing a hoodie and the hat on top of it. It's like, girl, stop crying.
Watching her blow her nose, some of these fucking editors, like 30 seconds of her just being.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Oh, I mean, Carl is just, he's just a jerk, Lindsay. Like, come on, we've watched this. And like, we're watching it with Sarah too, where he's like, he basically makes them feel like when Sarah said, well, when will I see you this week? He's like, well, let me look at my schedule. It's Sarah, lunch, Sarah. I'm like, this is literally what you do to all of them.
So he's the freaking worst.
He's such the worst. Like, even Aunt Rhonda was like, you need to get this back on track. Like, Carl is not a good friend. And I know that Hub Hess and Carlito are friends now, but they shouldn't be. Even though we should be two supportive women. Right, Mary?
Ugh. I'm done with him.
Ugh,
Carl. I hope Luke wins tomorrow, and I will go live with him. He's going to send us an acceptance speech, and
did he say
it's going to be
this?
Glorious. No, it's going to happen.
Oh.
Though, don't you worry.
Oh, I was like, wow.
Don't you worry, kids. So tomorrow, you guys, the winner will be announced, or Thursday at 4, the winner will be announced. Please watch Tiger King. It is fascinating television. Stay inside your house. That will keep you occupied. And, you know, donate masks if you can, or any... Just do your part. We can all do our part a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we also already have our Patreon. So if you're looking for more because you're bored, head over to our Patreon. It's $5 a month, but it helps support TJG so that we can do more podcasts and we can spend more time doing the fun things that we're doing. And so we would really appreciate it, but also totally understand if you can't, but there is the option for you. Everyone stay safe. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums.
Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle. And it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.